You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're on the 95BFM Breakfast Show, and we're joined by some very special guests in the studio. We've got Reb Fountain. Morena, Reb.
Morena, thanks for having us.
Oh, it's lovely to have you in here. And we've got Dave Kahn. Morena, Dave.
Morena.
Dave said before that he was going to answer all questions in guitar.
Can you say good morning in guitar?
Oh.
No.
It's lovely to have you both in here. We are talking today about a very cool show that is part of the Auckland Arts Festival, which has wrapped up, but we're getting the COVID rescheduled shows now, so it's kind of like a little extra special thing for all of us. It's Reb Fountain and the Black Quartet present The Boy Next Door. Who's The Boy Next Door, Reb?
It's a celebration of songs of Nick Cave.
Yes.
Yes. So we had a couple of shows at the Civic Club, and we've merged them together to create this one amazing show at the Auckland Town Hall, and we're super excited about it.
It's a pretty, amazing thing for an artist to be able to, play homage to an artist like Nick Cave that has an incredible back catalogue of music and is an amazing storyteller. What attracts you to Nick's music?
Well, so many things, but I think we were really inspired because a couple of years ago it was his 60th birthday, and we did a very lo-fi tour around the country as a celebration of his music and his birthday. And for me anyway, it really opened up me as a songwriter and a performer. Felt really liberated embodying his music and his songs. And so last year during COVID, the Arts Festival were looking for proposals, and Dave and I were like, yeah, let's give that a go, but let's do it justice this time. And working with the Black Quartet is super exciting. They've made incredible arrangements of the songs, and I'm looking forward to it. There's a lot of words.
Yeah, a lot of words. He is like a very storyteller in the very sort of long poetry sense as well. But you're familiar with that. A lot of your songs are long,
ridiculously
poetry.
Long as well. Yes.
Well, that's what we love about them. How has it been, as you said, embodying somebody else's music must be a really interesting experience. Do you feel like it's quite different from performing your own music? Do you go into a different kind of headspace?
I think there were similarities when I first tried a few years ago, but it opened me up to allow myself to do and be anything. I think it gave me permission, or I gave myself permission to be whoever I wanted to be within his music in a way that I hadn't with my own music. So, and now it feels really similar. I mean, he's an incredible songwriter and different than I am, but when I go on stage, I just own it and bring everything that I have to it. So either way.
And you've been on a massive tour with Crowded House. You're still on that massive tour, actually. How's
yes,
that been
are.
For you?
It's been amazing. We've had such a great time. The crew's fantastic, and such an awesome team. Beautiful shows, great catering. You know, we're living the dream.
Yeah,
really. Yeah.
It's like the big festival tour that I think the rest of the world is really looking at us with, like, just confusion and awe at the moment. We are in a very privileged position right now here. You're also going to be at Splore this weekend, another thing that seems fantastical to people in other parts of the world.
Well, yeah, just a month ago it was postponed. And, we faced a lot of uncertainty, but we are so privileged. And every night that we go out, we remind ourselves, and I try and remind the audience of that too. Yeah, it's good to be grateful.
It's just over a year since your self-titled record's been out in the world, Reb. How have you found performing those songs and bringing them to audiences amidst all of the weirdness of 2020?
Oh, it's helped me with the weirdness, and I hope it's helped other people too. You know, music does that. It was bizarre to release the album amidst a global pandemic, but also it's been a great opportunity for us to go out and connect with community and raise some spirits and play music and work. So we are, again, very lucky to be able to do what we do here. Yeah.
Well, I think we should jump into some music maybe. I'm very excited to hear this. What track from Nick will you be playing for us today?
We are going to play Breathless. It's a good morning song. On the downs, little white cloud like a gambling lamb's. I am breathless over you. A red-breasted robin beats his wings, his throat, it trembles when he sings.
hands, 4 years helpless before you. The happy-hooded bluebells bound and bended, head up and down, heavied by the early morning dew. At the whispering spring and the bubbling brook, the fishes leap upward to take a look, for they are all breathless before you. Steal your head, steal your heart, steal your face, come shining through, and all the morning grows anew. Steal your mind, steal your soul, steal the fire of love is true, and I am breathless before you. Whispers among the trees and bangs his head on the new-made leaves, for it is breathless without you. The fox chases the rabbit round and the rabbit dies beneath the ground, for he is defenseless without you. The sky of daytime dies away and all the earthly things, they stop to play, for they breathless without you. I listen to my juddering bones and the blood in my veins, the wind in my lungs, for I am breathless before you. Steal your hands, steal your heart, steal your face, come shining through, and all the morning grows anew. Steal your mind, steal your soul, is true, and I am breathless without you.
Woo-woo! Sarah cheering in the background as well. It's beautiful to be, I guess, this little private party in here. It's just lovely. Thank you so much for that. That was gorgeous.
Got it.
Breathless by Nick Cave. And that's going to be, I guess, one of the songs that you can hear if you do head along to Reb Fountain and the Black Quartet to present The Boy Next Door, which is happening now on the 7th of April, Wednesday the 7th of April at 8 p.m. at the Auckland Town Hall. If you do want to get a ticket, you can jump on Auckland Live. If you've already got a ticket from when it was pre-COVID, it will be still valid for the new show, so all good stuff. Thank you, Reb, so much for coming in. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you all so much. Look forward to seeing you at the show.
Absolutely.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.